Last shave I got in the barber shop, I think it was 75 cents, but that was 1944, I think.
Well, I've had a shave at Locust Grove, I believe I paid 75 cents. But I hardly ever shave at the barber shop, just sometimes I get a little lazy. I never have paid no dollar a quarter.
I'm neither, I'm not good
at it. I ain't either. I've got electric ribbon and shaver that I use. I don't hardly ever use my safety razor anymore.
I don't either. I've got four electric razors. Some of them, well, maybe they go back to 1940, not too far, about 13, 14 years.
Well, my son owned a drugstore over there, and I got my razors about cost, and I would use one that just got started, and I'd go over and he'd give me about half price for it, and then have another. I just keep a new one.
That's a good way.
But now, I was over there a few days ago, and he just quit handling it.
The rascal,
yeah, that's what I said. I'm going to have to get after him, I guess.
I've heard these Ronson shavers are pretty good. I want to try one of those next.
I believe they're all right. Is that these with the little disc that goes around and around?
No, that's an Orelco. This one has a cutter along the side. You cut long hairs, and it has a rounded head, a curve like that. From what I've read, they're supposed to be pretty good. Mm-hmm. And I've seen them on sale for as little as $9.
Oh, I think I paid $31. That is, I mean, this is a retail price on the one I got.
Well, I've never bought a razor.
It's a Remington Rolette. The one I got yet.
Both
of them the best, I don't know what they are or not.
They're quick, aren't they?
They're all right, they're pretty nice.
You figure how long it used to take you to shave when you... How'd you sharpen your razors?
Well, I used a hone when I was a barber. If it got a little bit bad, I'd take that hone and work it a while, and then I'd use a strap.
Uh-huh. It's a pleasure not to have to do that, isn't
it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just plug her in and let her go. When you were a boy, what do you put in a gun? What's the thing you put in the gun to...
A shell?
Uh-huh. You ever call it anything else?
Well, I don't know the idea. I just
call it
shotgun. Cartridge, that's a cartridge, I would think, would be one in 45 or 32 or something like that. Cartridge in a shell would be for shotguns, the way I figured it.
When you were a boy, did the children in the neighborhood have a plank set on a fulcrum so they could get one on each end?
Seesaw, teeter-totter, what do you want to call it?
Which one did you call it?
We used to call it teeter-totter.
Uh-huh. And how about a board put on an axis like this so you could get a kid on each end and let it spin around?
Yeah, I've seen that too.
Did you ever ride one of those?
Yeah, I rode one.
What'd you call them?
Merry-go-round, wasn't it? I believe that's what it'd be called.
I know some places they call them flying jennies.
Flying jennies. We had a set of heavy posts there and then put a bolt at the top of it in the middle of the bore hole in that.
Uh-huh.
Then they'd get on that to see how fast they could go around.
And it's your goal too, isn't it? Any kids ever get hit?
Almost a while they would get thrown off and get hurt a little bit.
Did you call those flying jennies when you were a kid?
Well, some of them did. Some of them merry-go-round, most generally.
Did you ever take a limber board and put a rope on each end and tie it in a tree?
I don't believe so.
I've never had one of those either. Sounds like fun. I'd like to try
it
today.
But I never did do it.
Like riding a horse.
Yeah.
Did you have one of those things to coast downhill in the winter when you had snow?
Sled?
Uh-huh.
Yes, I've done that. I've tried it.
Did you used to get up on the hill and hold the sled up to your stomach and take a run?
No, I don't think I ever did that. I used to get up there and I managed to get it off and I tried to set up straight about it. And then suddenly I'd get turned over before I got to the side of the hill.
When you went swimming, or kids who went swimming and dived in the water and landed flat on their stomach, what'd you call that when they landed?
Belly buster.
Huh? Oh, well, the water really slide. Just getting red as a bee.
Yeah.
Did you use one of those little